Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Thy Neighbor's Wife. The title of this book comes from one of the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament. The Ten Commandments are 10 rules that God enacted to His believers. The 10th one states, "You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant or maidservant, or his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor." However, in 1968, a group of people in the United States went against God's commandment. In the sandstone commune that was located in a suburb of Los Angeles, a group of men and women self-isolated from the rest of the world. They swam naked under the sun and had sex with each other without any sense of shame or guilt. Lots of members in the commune were couples. Some of them were famous scholars, and some were marriage counselors. They gathered together on the 6-hectare land. Ignoring conventional ethics, they went against the doctrines of the Bible to explore and enjoy sexual freedom. In addition to the free love communes, Playboy magazine's soaring sales, numerous massage parlors, and frequent nude scenes in Hollywood films are all relics of this sexual liberation era. It begs the question, what caused this sexual liberation movement? Sex is a pretty sensitive topic, but this book will show you real examples of the sexual liberation movement in the United States. Adopting a rational attitude, this book will help you achieve a deep understanding of how the United States gradually stepped from sexual abstinence to sexual liberation. This book was written by well-known American writer Gay Talese. He is regarded as one of the fathers of new journalism. Talese worked for the New York Times for 10 years and wrote articles for the New Yorker and Esquire over a long period of time. His nonfiction works The Kingdom and The Power, and Fame and Obscurity are both regarded as classics of their time. In order to learn more about the situation of sexual liberation in the 20th century United States, Talese, who was married with 2 daughters, visited massage parlors and even became the manager of one. He also independently joined free love communes. Through gathering personal experience and observing others, he spent 9 years finishing this book. In 2011, he was awarded the Norman Mailer Award for Distinguished Contribution to Journalism. Americans, as depicted by Talese, are obsessed with the superficial orderliness of the perfect family, and also secretly covet sex. There exists a fundamental contradiction between Puritanism and sexual obsession. Thus, the subsequent sexual liberation movement disrupted this seemingly perfect harmony. It also stroked people's deepest desires and attempted to create a new balance. In this book, Talese not only introduces key figures significant to the sexual liberation movement, but also uses ordinary people as representatives of it. He explores and records their life and depicts the prospect of sexual liberation, as well as social and cultural changes in the United States. Next, we will unlock this book in 3 sections. The first section, Sexual Enlightenment. The second section, Sexual Exploration. The third section, Attitude Toward Sex. Now, let's talk about the first section, Sexual Enlightenment. The story begins with a teenage boy named Harold Rubin. At the age of 17, he often bought magazines, the kind that specifically advertise photos of nude women at the newsstand on the street corner. He found himself attracted to a model named Diane Weber. Staying in his room alone at night and looking through Diane's magazine became a favorite pastime of his. Rubin's father was a silent man who lacked a sense of humor. Every time Rubin got home from school, he could feel the anxiety and tension in his family. He was afraid that his father would criticize his grades, get annoyed about his long hair, or find his hidden magazines. Growing up, Rubin never heard his parents talk about any topics related to sex or saw their naked bodies. Rubin's grandmother was the closest person to him. She was a Slovak. When she was 14 years old, she immigrated to the United States and got a job as a maid. Unfortunately, Rubin's grandfather John raped his grandmother when she was 16. Without any course for justice, she followed the advice of her host family and married John. She then gave birth to Reuben's father. The rude and fiery John found himself with an unwanted son with a woman whom he didn't love at all. Later, John started a trucking business, and Reuben's father decided to help him. But Reuben swore that he would stay away from his grandfather's company and live his own life. John always insulted Reuben, calling him a little bum. Reuben's father also bitterly told Reuben, "You'll never amount to anything." In short, Reuben's family was dull and unhappy. His parents tried hard to restrain from sex. But by peeping at magazines, Reuben realized that his sexual desire was natural, and that he had the right to desire attractive women. In fact, for a fiery young man, the desire for sex is very normal. But neither his grandparents nor Reuben received appropriate sex education. Obviously, adults' avoidance of sex cannot guide the teenager down the correct path. So how did the model Diane, who attracted the attention of Reuben, start posing naked? Diane's mother won a beauty contest in Southern California. After coming to Los Angeles, she married a man 27 years her senior and gave birth to Diane. Shortly after that, she got divorced and married a young 24-year-old man. She then worked as a waitress in this man's restaurant. Diane was as beautiful as her mother. At the beginning, she danced in a nightclub and earned $80 a week. Because of her outstanding figure, she was offered an opportunity to pose as a model. Diane was not shy at all and posed naturally. She got $20 for the photo shoot. Since then, she was frequently contacted by fashion photographers and started her career as a nude model. The industry had just begun at that time. So the brave and outgoing Diane was destined to be the leading figure of the nude model industry. In 1954, when Diane was just 22 years old, her photos emerged in all kinds of nationwide nudist and pornographic magazines. Many teenagers became obsessed with her, just like Reuben. At the same time, her photos were also sent to Playboy magazine. Hugh Hefner, the founder of Playboy, was instantly attracted by Diane. Hefner was born in a puritanical home. His father was an accountant, and an indifferent and restrained person. His mother was elegant, calm, polite, and considerate. No one in his family ever drank, smoked, shouted at others, or played cards. At a young age, Hefner daydreamed at school and often loitered. He seldom studied in class and was addicted to drawing monsters. Sometimes, he even stammered over his words. Hefner's mother took him to see a psychological expert, but the expert told her that Hefner was a genius with some emotional flaws. He suggested that his mother show Hefner more care and understanding. Thus, the elegant and calm mother changed herself for Hefner. She even kept silent when she saw that Hefner had covered the walls of his room with nude pictures. Although Hefner showed interest in sex, his girlfriend was a devoted Catholic who refused to engage in any sexual behaviors before marriage. In spite of such puritanical attitudes in the United States at that time, one can see that citizens still secretly had strong sexual desires. When Hefner was in college, Kinsey Report on Men was published. The report showed that 85% of men had sexual experiences before marriage. After reading this report, Hefner was extremely shocked. He wrote an opinion piece in his own college magazine Shaft. This study makes obvious the lack of understanding and realistic thinking that has gone into the formation of sex standards and laws. Our moral pretenses, our hypocrisy on matters of sex has led to incalculable frustration, delinquency, and unhappiness. This mirrored Hefner's situation. Before marrying his girlfriend, he was told that his girlfriend had engaged in a physical relationship with her colleague. Hefner was extremely shocked by this fact. Although they still got married, there was no doubt that their happiness would decrease over time. In 1953, all that 27-year-old Hefner had left was a failing marriage and a broken Chevrolet sedan. He used his wedding furniture as collateral to start his magazine company, Playboy. He positioned the magazine as a fantasy provider. It was aimed at ordinary salesmen, young students, and married men who were unsatisfied by reality. He linked photos of these nude models with symbols of high social status, an abundance of money, as well as luxury cars and watches, creating a sweet dream for these target groups. Marilyn Monroe was the cover girl for the first issue of Playboy. She was still nameless in Hollywood at that time. Hefner bought Monroe's photo with $500 from a calendar publisher and published it in full print in the magazine. Playboy rapidly received people's attention because of its sexy nude images. After several issues, nearly 1 million people were buying Playboy every month. The magazine achieved great success, but Hefner's marriage went south. He began to indulge in a world of pleasure, dating the magazine's cover models, and turning into a real Playboy. Okay, that concludes the first section, Sexual Enlightenment. In summary, we met the young Ruben who secretly looked at porn magazines, the porn magazine model Diane, and the founder of Playboy magazine Hefner, all of whom had a different family environment and upbringing. In that era, Diane presented herself confidently, Hefner published socially relevant magazines, and Ruben read the magazines. As a result, a closed loop formed. They all became parts of the sexual liberation cycle and carried the accompanying social changes. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.